Could you survive on about $40 a day? Most of us probably can't, but that is the level of the New Start allowance for those who are unemployed. Respected economist Chris Richardson says that amount of money is unnecessarily cruel, and he argues the payment should be boosted. In fact, he reckons it's more important than returning the budget to surplus. He blames fear-mongering on both sides of politics for it, but a new political voice also believes there is a case to lift the payment, as Tom Eagledon explains.
Less than a week out from the federal budget, respected economist and former Treasury official Chris Richardson says it's time to rethink priorities.
I'm a long-standing campaigner for budget repair, but I would rank it behind the need to lift unemployment benefits in Australia. It is our standout failure as a nation.
At the heart of the problem, he says, is both sides of politics' fear of looking soft on dole bludgers.
I absolutely get that. But if you're tough on the unemployed, you know, this year and then a little tougher the year after, and that continues for a quarter of a century, which is what our policy setting have done. That's to make a mistake and then to keep worsening that mistake.
The senior partner at Deloitte Access Economics says the dole has now fallen well behind other government welfare payments.
We make trouble for ourselves if we let the poorest of the poor become poorer.
Around a million people get either Newstart or the youth allowance. A third of Newstart recipients stay there for between 2 and 5 years, all on an income that equates to just over half of average rent in Sydney. By any measure, says Chris Richardson, it's not enough to live on.
In Australia, we have a unique combination of a very high minimum wage and a very low unemployment benefit. And that combination says that we here in Australia don't have a dole bludger problem. What we have is a society that's being unnecessarily cruel.
Chris Richardson's annual budget monitor, released this week, is calling for a $50 a week increase in the minimum wage at a cost to the budget of around $3 billion a year.
That's a lot of money, but it's a lot of money because we have to catch up to the wrongs of the past.
Key crossbench senator and avowed supporter of increasing Newstart, Tim Storer, is already thinking about how that money could be found.
For example, extending the GST to financial services would more than make up for the cost of that $50 per week.
But he's not linking his negotiations with the government over corporate tax cuts or growing public anger with the behaviour of senior bank executives to his campaign to raise Newstart.
I will take it up in the future again, and I certainly would hope that it would be addressed in the budget next week.
I don't think many are predicting it will be. And are you being a little bit politically naive here? There hasn't been a change here for 25 years. Aren't you going to have to spend some political capital to make this happen?
I'm not the government and nor the prospective government. I'm senator from South Australia, and I feel that it's appropriate to raise the issues, even if there can be some assertion of political naivety.
Independent South Australian Senator Tim Storer ending Tom Eagledon's report.